From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Republican nominee Donald Trump says he will never quit the race. The list of high-profile Republicans distancing themselves from Trump continues to grow, with even his running mate condemning lewd comments Trump made about women in a 2005 video. House Speaker Paul Ryan, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, and Trump's former opponents, Governor John Kasich of Ohio and Dr. Ben Carson, have come out against the candidate's statements. Even his vice presidential running mate, Mike Pence of Indiana, said that he could not condone or defend Trump's statements. Melania Trump said in a statement, "The words my husband used are unacceptable and offensive to me. This does not represent the man I know." Early Saturday, the candidate issued an apology, saying that the words on the tape released Friday do not reflect who he is now.
"Anyone who knows me knows these words don't reflect who I am. I said it, I was wrong, and I apologize."
Several Republicans have called for Trump to step aside, but the nominee told the Wall Street Journal newspaper there was zero chance he would quit the race. Hurricane Matthew made landfall in South Carolina Saturday after killing hundreds in the Caribbean and at least 9 people in the United States. The storm is expected to dump massive amounts of rain on the Carolinas. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley asked residents to be patient.
"I know you want to see your home. I know you want to get back. In some cases, law enforcement's not going to let you get back in because the roads are closed and they can't get through there."
Matthew killed nearly 900 people in Haiti and left tens of thousands of others homeless. So far, 4 people died in Florida, 2 in Georgia, and 3 in North Carolina. This is VOA News. Russia has vetoed a French-drafted UN Security Council resolution that would have demanded an immediate end to airstrikes in Syria. A rival Russian resolution calling for separation of moderate and extremist forces in Syria, but no end to the air campaign, failed to get the needed 9 yes votes. France had demanded an end to all flights over the city of Aleppo, which has been the site of horrendous bombardments, including an attack on a hospital Thursday that left 20 people dead and more than 100 wounded. Russia has backed the Assad government with a year-long air campaign. Meanwhile, fighting continued in Syria Saturday, with government forces reporting the takeover of an area on Aleppo's northern outskirts. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said government forces also recaptured several towns from rebels in Hama's northern countryside and in the town of Al-Hamih, northwest of Damascus. An airstrike by Saudi-led coalition planes has killed 82 people and wounded hundreds of others attending a funeral at a hall in the capital city, Sana'a. Witnesses say one missile hit the hall and another landed nearby during the funeral for the father of Galal al-Rawishan, the interior minister of the rebel Houthi government. Al-Rawishan is reported to have been seriously injured in the blast. Witnesses are blaming the strike on the Saudi-led coalition that supports the internationally recognized government of President Abd Mansour Hadi. A source with the Saudi-led coalition told the Reuters news agency the coalition had no role in the airstrike. The Saudi-led coalition has been providing air support for Hadi's forces in a civil war that has killed more than 10,000 people. German police are searching for a suspect identified as 22-year-old Jaber al-Bakr after receiving intelligence he was planning a bombing attack. Authorities detained 3 people known to al-Bakr after they found explosives in an apartment they raided while looking for him in the eastern city of Chemnitz. 2 people were taken into custody near the city's train station and a 3rd downtown. A series of attacks hit Germany in the past few months. Islamic State claimed 2 in July, one on a train near Würzburg and another at a music festival in Ansbach. Police shot dead the assailants in both of those incidences. Security forces in Bangladesh killed 11 suspected members of an Islamist militant group in an ongoing crackdown against extremism in that country. The country's interior minister said that they were members of a group that was blamed for an attack on a cafe in Dhaka in July. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.